En route. This album contains three titles: En route, low altitude chart, fuel consumption, and holding. En route low altitude chart. En route low altitude charts are valid for use below 18,000 feet MSL. Legends 23, 24, and 25 show details for en route low altitude charts. The legends are found on the Knowledge Test supplement, which you will refer to when taking your test. Fuel consumption. In order to calculate fuel consumption, you must complete the flight log provided for each question. Each question takes you through the following three steps. 1. The calculation of your ground speed. 2. Finding the time en route for the flight. And 3. Calculating the total fuel burn for the flight. Holding. Holding is one way of delaying your aircraft when necessary because of traffic congestion, weather conditions, or when a particular runway becomes unavailable. When ATC is unable to clear you directly to your destination, a hold may be assigned. Holding fixes may be VORs, NDBs, intersections, RNAV waypoints, or DME fixes. Flying a holding pattern involves two straight and level segments and two turns. For a standard hold, 14,000 feet MSL and below in no wind conditions, you fly the specified course inbound to the fix, then you turn to the right 180 degrees and fly a parallel course outbound for 1 minute. Then you turn 180 degrees to the right again and fly 1 minute inbound to the fix. Above 14,000 feet MSL, the inbound leg length is 1.5 minutes. If left turns are specified, the holding pattern is referred to as a non-standard pattern. When 3 minutes or less from the holding fix, start your speed reduction in order to cross the fix at or below the maximum holding airspeed. For all aircraft up to and including 6,000 MSL, the maximum holding speed is 200 knots indicated. Above 6,000, up to but not including 14,000 MSL, the holding speed is 230 knots indicated airspeed. 14,000 feet MSL and above, holding speed is 265 knots indicated airspeed. Exceptions to these speeds are indicated on the chart. Your hold begins at the time when you first arrive over the fix. That initial time of arrival should be reported to ATC if you are at or below 14,000 MSL. The initial outbound leg is flown for 1 minute. Timing of the outbound leg should then be adjusted to fly at the proper inbound leg length. Timing of the outbound leg begins over or abeam the fix, whichever occurs later. If the abeam position cannot be determined, then start your timing when the outbound turn is completed. The same procedures apply to DME holding, except distances are used to establish leg length instead of timing, and nautical miles are used. There are three FAA-approved methods for entering holding patterns. One method would be flying directly to the fix, then turning to a heading which enables you to parallel the outbound course, then making another turn to remain inside the protected airspace of the holding pattern while returning to the fix. This is called flying a parallel entry. Another method would be flying directly to the fix, then flying outbound from the fix on a track of 30 degrees or less to the holding course, and then making a turn to intercept the holding course inbound to the fix. This is called flying a teardrop entry. The third method would be to fly directly to the fix, then turn once in order to establish yourself on the outbound leg, then continuing to fly the pattern. This is called flying a direct entry. If the holding pattern is not depicted or published on the chart, draw the hold on the chart. If the holding pattern is already printed on the chart, the controller may omit all holding instructions, except the holding direction and the statement, "Hold is published, expect further clearance at such and such a time." You are expected to hold in the pattern depicted, even if it means crossing the clearance limit. If the holding pattern to be used is not depicted on the chart, ATC will issue you general holding instructions. The holding clearance will include the following five elements of information. 1. Direction of holding from the fix in terms of the 8 cardinal compass points. 2. The holding fix, radial, course, bearing, airway, or route on which you are to hold. 3. Leg length in miles if DME or RNAV is to be used. 4. Direction of turn if left turns are to be made. 5. Time to expect further clearance and any pertinent additional delay information. It is easy to visualize which way to turn after crossing the holding fix by drawing a picture of the holding pattern right on the chart. That is, drawing the inbound course to the fix, followed by drawing the turn, right or left, as cleared, to complete the racetrack pattern right on the chart.